Christ the Second Adam, February 3. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The fall of man filled all heaven with sorrow. The Son of God, heaven's glorious commander, was touched with pity for the fallen race. His heart was moved with infinite compassion as the woes of the lost world rose up before him. But divine love had conceived a plan whereby man might be redeemed. The broken law of God demanded the life of the sinner. In all the universe there was but one who could, in behalf of man, satisfy its claims. Since the divine law is as sacred as God himself, only one equal with God could make atonement for its transgression. None but Christ could redeem fallen man from the curse of the law, and bring him again into harmony with heaven. Christ would take upon himself the guilt and shame of sin, sin so offensive to a holy God that it must separate the Father and his Son. Christ would reach to the depths of misery to rescue the ruined race. The plan of salvation had been laid before the creation of the earth, yet it was a struggle, even with the King of the universe, to yield up his Son to die for the guilty race. Oh, the mystery of redemption! The love of God for a world that did not love him. Through endless ages immortal minds, seeking to comprehend the mystery of that incomprehensible love, will wonder and adore. Christ is called the second Adam. In purity and holiness, connected with God and beloved by God, he began where the first Adam began. Christ was tempted by Satan in a hundredfold severer manner than was Adam, and under circumstances in every way more trying. The deceiver presented himself as an angel of light, but Christ withstood his temptations. He redeemed Adam's disgraceful fall, and saved the world. He lived the law of God, and honored it in a world of transgression, revealing to the heavenly universe, to Satan, and to all the fallen sons and daughters of Adam that through his grace humanity can keep the law of God. Christ's victory was as complete as had been Adam's failure. So we may resist temptation, and force Satan to depart from us,